according to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Right now, for a short time only, you can lease a 2019 Hyundai Elantra for just $149 a month for 36 months with $2,749 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offer ends 4/30/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Lakeshore Recycling Systems is passionate about providing exceptional service to their customers. With over a dozen facilities across Illinois, LRS is the Midwest's largest and fastest growing independent waste processing company. Their goals are simple: deliver the equipment to fit the needs for your business or home with the highest level of customer service. With over 900 dedicated employees, LRS is an award-winning team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
It's the hottest invitation in town, the anniversary sale at JCPenney. This Thursday through Sunday, buy one, get one for a penny on select apparel for the family and home items, too, from brands like St. John's Bay, Arizona, and JCPenney Home. Plus, score an extra 20% off any way you pay with coupon. And about that coupon, find it in the JCPenney app wallet. Shop, save, and celebrate with JCPenney. Coupon and offers valid 4/11 to 4/14. Buy one item at regular price, get the second item of equal or lesser value for 1 cent. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Adam Bursch was great.
Yeah, he was great.
He does a really nice job at NBC Sports Chicago. Him and Sharpie and Pat Boyle and the gang and Steve Conroy and Eddie O. They really did a nice job this year. And, you know, the discussion over the NHL draft, and that doesn't get a lot of people excited. But you look at this Hawks team and it is, the arrow's pointing up after the season. You said something that's very interesting, and I do give a lot of credit, but it did stand out to me. Like, firing Joe Quenneville was,
well,
at the time,
Dustin.
Okay, you quoted Dustin,
and
at the time,
I thought it was a well, a
little bit of a misstep.
Well, I just thought the way they handle everything, they usually handle everything with they just, they're a classy organization, and they usually handle things very
first class. That's why when things like that, they do stuff
and
like that.
I don't know how you handle that.
Out.
I don't know how you handle firing a Stanley Cup, three-time Stanley Cup winning coach.
It reminded me of the only other misstep that I think that I've been around with the Hawks, and that's with, you know, when they handled the press conference in South Bend surrounding the Patrick Kane allegations. That was not a proud day for anybody in the organization. They moved on from that. The Joe Quenneville firing.
I didn't know you were going to go there with it.
Well, I'm
but
not.
But I'm just saying. But, David, the organization makes a decision on the future of the coach.
Mm-hmm.
The Patrick Kane thing was a self-inflicted wound on Kane's part for whatever he was up to and whoever he was running with and whatever situation that he got himself into in Buffalo. Now, with I'm saying I think there's a difference within the organization versus some player, what was it that they handled poorly about that, by just running him out there and not letting him talk? Or?
Well, that was not they did not handle that very well that day. I mean, I don't want to necessarily revisit it, but I think
it's curious though, because
it was in the way that they didn't answer questions. They had a press conference intended not to answer questions and to celebrate what they had accomplished to that point. It just was handled poorly. They don't handle very many things poorly, so the exceptions stand out. The rule is that they know what they're doing. They do it in a way that reflects a class, and they have the one goal, and everything is consistent with that theme. Firing Joe Quenneville 15 games into the season was surprising to me because it seemed abrupt, and it didn't seem as well thought out as a lot of their decisions are. And can you say now that that was the right decision based on the way that Jeremy Colleton coached in the second half of the rest of the year?
No, I can't.
Is it too early for you to say that?
Yes. Let's see what happens. I mean, he fixed the power play. I think there's reasons to be excited about the future, and there's reasons to believe that that's the case. But, yeah, I would say Quenneville winning three Stanley Cups probably trumps whatever Colleton managed to do in his
true, but he was here a decade, and I was the first guy, you know, wondering what the heck they were doing. So I don't want to be, you know, a hypocrite here, because I do like what Jeremy Colleton did, though, and I am surprised at how well he adapted after a slow start. I give him a lot of credit for being able to navigate those pretty rocky waters, because, you know, that's not easy to do, to come into a dressing room where there's veterans like Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, Taze, and Kane, who have been here through some winning, and they played for Joel Quenneville. It's a hard room to win.
We have a texter checking in saying, you're wrong there, boys. First misstep, the Brent Seabrook contract extension. That's a totally different – this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about sort of the public relations face of the franchise. You could argue that – Crisis management.
Yeah.
Extending Seabrook is good publicity and PR at the time.
Right.
It seemed like, well, here's a guy that we love and we want him to be a player for life, and it's a reward for what he's accomplished. Now, and again, I think, you got to separate it in your mind. When you are making as many decisions as a professional franchise is forced to make, there are going to be bad decisions. You're going to make mistakes. Theo has made
errors. Look at the Cubs. Exactly. That's a great example.
And he's the best. He's probably the best at what he does in the business.
Even the greatest executives that the city has ever seen in sports. And when you're talking about John McDonough and Theo Epstein, you're talking about two of the greatest sports executives ever in Chicago. They're going to make mistakes. Everybody does. It's not necessarily you don't judge them on those singular mistakes, because the body of work outweighs those missteps. But they are missteps, and you have to acknowledge them, and you move on, because you're right. The Cubs, as good of a job as they have done since Theo arrived in 2011 and Joe Maddon came in 2015, they still have things that are worth the scrutiny we're giving them in the last year or so. Look at the free agent market.
Chatty?
look at Chatty. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a difficult call, but I think that.
But you were referring to crisis management more than you were hockey decisions and front office moves and trades and contract extensions, etc.
I think now that I think about it, I think your response with the Kane stuff is probably much closer to the first misstep than I am acknowledging. Why are you disagreeing with that?
I understand where David's coming from on it, but they put Kane on the spot. I think they just thought that they put him in a really bad situation because he put them in a bad situation. And that's how I remember it. I just thought they made him uncomfortable, and he needed to be made uncomfortable maybe as part of his rehabilitation. So I don't know that that was a complaint.
Maybe so. That was a long time ago. Yeah,
right.
It was.
Right.
And as far as the Joe Quenneville, Dale Tallon marriage down in Florida, I hope it works. I hope that they're successful down there. But I'm kind of looking at that the way Stan Bowman was looking at the NHL draft lottery last night with a little bit of a suppressed grin, if you will. Because that's a lot of money Joel Quenneville is taking to go down to a franchise that doesn't win and hasn't won.
Well,
he's going to have a hard time winning.
they always say that John Fox could turn a team around until he came to Chicago.
Yeah, we're not really going to get much into that.
And he was paid
You're
handsomely.
You're comparing Joel to John Fox, David?
You just did.
I know. I turned that on you?
Joel was the mayor of the NHL.
Cluster now.
Joel was the mayor of the NHL. Oh, he'll get an unbelievable staff with him.
But look at the jobs that were open. He could have gone somewhere and said, realistically, I'm going to win I'm going to compete for a Stanley Cup championship here within 2 years. I don't know that you can say that in Florida, but you can say I'm going to enjoy life, the quality of life, the next 2 years.
I like this text here. A guy says, by the way, Stan has won as many championships as Theo, 3-3. Who is first to a championship? Cubs or the Blackhawks?
That's a good 5-5, but that's an easy answer, right?
You think it's the Cubs?
It's got to be.
Okay,
got to be the Cubs.
Here's the problem with the Blackhawks, the problem is that they've drafted all these young defensemen, and these guys are coming up, and we're seeing flashes, and they're coming, but they're probably 2 or 3 years away. They're probably 2 or 3 years away from having like this great defensive core. And then you got to wonder, well, do they have a goalie? And is Toews and Kane now in the Seabrook mode? I mean, where are they in their career? Are they Duncan Keith by that point, where they still have a lot of talent, but they've slowed down a lot? What happens when guys I think Kane can play for a really long time. I think that Jonathan Toews, unfortunately, has sacrificed
because
so much
of, the way they play.
Of himself because he's a two-way
Patrick
player.
Patrick Kane has this uncanny knack of avoiding big collisions, and he's shifty, and he's so good at that. Jonathan Toews is in the middle of everything.
Everything. And there were people complaining back in some of those Vancouver series that Patrick Kane would disappear because he didn't like the physical style of play, while Toews kind of put his body on the line, and maybe that's gonna shorten his career as opposed to Kaner's.
Let me give you my meatball take from last night,
please,
though. My hockey meatball take from last night. You just mentioned this, the championship window. I thought the Hawks could compete for a playoff spot next year, regardless of what happened with the NHL draft.
Yeah.
But the thought of them getting an impact guy and the thought of them going aggressively into free agency makes me think that within 2 years they could compete for a cup again. That within 2 years, that window is now like, okay, maybe not next year,
okay,
but maybe the year
all
after
right.
that, at the nearing the end of Kane and Toews, and you don't know
Fair
what you're going to get.
But well, let me ask you this question then. Can the Cubs win one? Can Theo get one within the next 2 years to keep from falling behind Stan Bowman?
I don't know about that. See, that's a great question. I would have thought easy answer Cubs, but I guess I have seen enough to wonder, because who's going to be the manager of the Cubs next year? Who's going to be who's going to make 30 starts a year next season? I don't know. You could talk me into saying the Blackhawks are closer to a championship than the Cubs. I don't think I agree with that, but you could probably talk me into it.
Someone says that we're missing the point. It's going to be the Bears. The Bears are going to win four before the Cubs or the Blackhawks can win a fourth. That's not you're not following the discussion, my friend.
He knows that they didn't draft Pat Mahomes, right? They drafted the wrong guy.
Oh, man. Is Pat Mahomes a guy?
Hey, did you see Russell Wilson's on the block?
Wow.
Didn't you see somebody quoted? I think it was Jack Del Rio.
I told you that he wasn't going to work out with that kid.
Let's revisit that discussion.
I've been right about him for years.
Let's go back to that discussion. That'd be fun.
All right. We all have those out there. And speaking of that, we have others out there. We have Dan and Connor. They're out there.
Made that crap up.
Yeah, we'll bring them in and we'll talk to them and we'll continue in a very short period of time. But right now, we want you to win. It's time to win. It's win time. right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-591-6700. You'll win a pair of tickets to the International Champions Cup, soccer's first tournament of the year. AS Roma battles Chivas de Guadalajara, at SeatGeek Stadium on July 16th for the International Champions Cup. Forza Roma, oh, Forza Roma, hey. Been to many Roma games. 312-591-6700.
Thank you, Molly. This segment of the show brought to you by Noom. Have you tried almost everything to lose weight? Noom is a totally different, personalized weight loss program that uses psychology and small goals to change your habits so that you can lose the weight and keep it off for good. Learn more at Noom, Noom.com.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Tom is like, hey, the money has been spent, yo. Whether it's been spent wisely, I can't say. But the answers are inside the clubhouse. If the Cubs decide that they aren't going to spend money, and then the Cardinals get Keuchel and the Brewers get Kimbrel, like, then it's going to feel terrible.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
The Home Depot's found a way to make the Google Home Hub and the Nest Hello Video Doorbell even smarter. Right now, bundled together, they'll save you $50 in spring Black Friday savings. So now you can have Nest Hello at your door, Google Home Hub at your bedside, and $50 in your pocket. Smart home? How about smart homeowner? Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings on Google Home Hub, Nest Hello, and more. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through April 17th.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Maybe you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, if you are a Northsider or a Southsider, Chicagoland loves waking up to breakfast at McDonald's. Get any size iced coffee for $2. Try French vanilla or caramel flavor and pair it with a breakfast sandwich. Sleepyhead? Or go-getter?
Embrace the day.
At McDonald's, together we breakfast. Your morning starts here, Chicagoland. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only.
It's the hottest invitation in town. The anniversary sale at JCPenney. This Thursday through Sunday, find your new favorite floral dresses, maxis, and more. With select women's dresses now 40% off. Plus, come in early Saturday for your chance to get a $10, $20, or $50 coupon while supplies last. A sale like this only happens once a year. So head into JCPenney and let's celebrate. Coupon valid 4/13. Offers valid 4/11 to 4/14. Giveaway available in stores only while supplies last. Must be 18 years or older. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at AVMA.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And